Tess Kislev, Friday the 23rd of November, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Zahn, Vayido Yaakov Neder, a commitment to Stocker.
I'd like to put forward a Shaila Lemaisa, a hypothetical case, something which often happens, based on many true stories, you could say, which the halacha background of it comes a lot from this week's Shadra. The story goes as follows. Moshe Tzedakah was collecting for a worthy cause, for a tzedakah, a dvar mitzvah, and they came to a businessman to approach him, would he give big donation? So he said, he's in the middle of doing a deal, it's going through, going to buy and sell. If all going well, he should make 100,000 on it, and if and when he does, he commits himself, he'll give 25,000 to this tzedakah. Very nice, it's more than mass even. And if and when, it'll take a year, then if this money comes in, he'll give to Tzedakah 25,000. And normally speaking, a commitment to a Tzedakah or to a Dad Mitzvah is binding. You would have to keep it. Now here, this gentleman was Nifter before the business deal went through within the year. He was Nifta, but he had Yorshim, and his children inherited his property, and the deal went carried on, and it, Bo Hashem, came out very nicely. Sorry? Ah, that's the question. That's the question. The old man wasn't here anymore to enjoy the benefits, the fruits of his deal. Yes. They knew, they were aware of it, but they didn't commit, he committed. Now the question is, are the children bound to keep to the commitment which the father made?
They
got a nice big Yerusha. Now the thing is, that's where this week's Sandra comes into it, comes Boilam. Now, the initial reaction of Mr. Kaufman, yes, normally a debt which is owed on a person because he borrowed money, because he bought something, hasn't paid for it yet, is something which is binding onto the inheritance. It's something which has a shibud nechasim, as it's called, something which his property is indebted, and even if he will now die, or he will sell up all his property, the property can be claimed from the yorshim, one can claim to pay it off, a normal debt. The question is this one here quite the same or not? And the story goes like this. The Rambam in Hilchas Eichen Vacharomim, which is the halachas of people makabel on themselves the Divrei Mitzvah, tzedakahs like Eichen, etc. So the Rambam says like this. We have a klal, Ein odo makne dova shaloi bol oilom. Ein odo maktish dova shaloi bol oilom. A person can't make now, do a meiser now, which the thing which is meant to be chal onto is at present non-existent. For example, one example in the Gemara is, I sell you now in the middle of winter, but I have an orchard, I sell you the oranges which will be growing in September. Now there's nothing there, now it's nothing growing, not even beginning to grow. But futures, yes. That's futures. So today people do deal in futures, and the fact that it's become a milik hasachim changes the halacha to an extent, which we can't go into now. But if you do it not in the futures market, you sell fruit, which has no futures on the fruit of my back garden. There's no, is not on the stock exchange. So the Gemara says that as a rule, ein oda makna dova shaloi bol oilam. Even that we're talking, we make a full deal, we make a proper ma'aser kinyan, whatever the ma'aser kinyan would have to be here, and the fruit will grow. The fruit grows when time comes. But since the ma'aser kinyan, the procedure was done when the article on which the procedure is meant to take an effect, when the article which is meant to get the new status, was not yet in the world, it is nishchal, then it has no effect. They can both, either party can be chayza. And this goes further, not only if it's not ba'olam, literally not in the world, but also if it's in the world, but not owned by the seller, so as far as he's concerned, it's not in the world. That also comes under loy ba'olam. If I sell you the fruit which has grown already, but it's not mine, but I'm going to on the market buy, and I'm telling you today that as soon as I will have bought it, it should be sold to you. Also type of futures. The coffee has grown in Brazil, but I haven't bought it yet. But I'm going to sniff around in the market, I'm going to find somewhere where I'm going to buy it. And it's not readily available, let's say, ideally. But all going well, I'll buy it for whatever price I'll have to. And I want to commit, I've already committed, I've already sold to so-and-so. If I want to sell today, before I bought the stuff, the fruit which I will buy, the article which I will buy, I'm already now doing the procedure, doing the Maaseh Kinyan, to make that as soon as I will have bought it, it will become yours. That's again the Shaloi Ba'olam. It's Ba'olam in the world, literally, yes, but it's not owned or not fit for this Chalois to take place yet. So that's called, you can't do such a thing. So the Rambam says, now although this is a klal in the Gemara and paskent in a number of places, you can't be makna, you can't be makadash eisha if she's not ba'olam, all that. Tzedakah and hekdesh are different. If somebody commits himself to give to tzedakah or to hekdesh, for that matter, it's the same thing, yeah, for these purposes, and says, I will give to hekdesh this money which I haven't yet earned. But when I will earn it next week, hopefully, then I will give it to Tzedakah Hekdesh. Huh? He didn't, not yet. Yeah. Okay. If he commits a couple of times, if I mekabel on a dovah shaloi bol oilam, and this person didn't die in the Rambam story, yeah, all still alive. If I say I will give Tzedakah to Hekdesh, that's what will grow in the tree, and then it grows in the tree, and all still alive. And here, you don't say there's a problem with Avishaloi Va'ilam. He will be committed to give it. When it comes, he will have to give it to Hagdish or to Stoka. V'horaya, so if the Rambam is interesting, usually, the Rambam doesn't even say usually where his raya comes from. We should work at ourselves. The Rambam Sefer is written normally as a clear, the halachas clearly put, and Pilpul, which Gemara it's based on, work it out yourself. Should be obvious, sometimes not so obvious. The Rambam, if he ever does bring a raya, but usually the raya would be from a Gemara. That's where most halachas are based on. Might be a Tesefta. Here he brings from a Pasuk. Chumash in the Seder. V'horaya, zok the Rambam, Yaakov Avinu, v'chayla shetitin li, he said, v'yida Yaakov neder, he was accepted on himself a commitment that if all going well, then mechola shetitni aser asrenu loch. This titni hasn't happened yet. Yaakov didn't have much money by the time he arrived there at Lovans, and when the Rebbein Shem will give him later, which he got there in Lovans, aser asrenu loch. So you can see that he's committed to give to Masa. He made a neder, but he didn't have neder.
If he gives, he gives. If he doesn't give, he doesn't give.
Oh, so the Rambam, I think, was thinking of this. The Rambam adds on another pasuk. He said, in this pasuk, you could say, "Vayida Yaakov Neder," you could translate as, Yaakov made a commitment, but perhaps it didn't commit him. Perhaps it doesn't work. Yeah, that's how you could say it. Yeah. So the Rambam, when he quotes this pasuk, he adds on, and also at the end of the Sedra, when Yaakov was already at Lovan, and it was time to come back home again, the Rabbi Shalom came to him, who I spoke to you on your way out, that you committed yourself to me there with a neder. Now this is not Yaakov speaking, this is Rabbi Shalom telling Yaakov, you remember, you made to me there a neder. And Rashi explains that means time to pay up. So now, you promised part of the promise was he'll make Kiddush Hashem on the Mokam HaMikdash where he slept, Mizbeach, or whatever. And this is what the Rebbein Shem was telling for him, it's due. But the Rebbein Shem was quoting his neder and saying that you're committed. The Rebbein Shem wouldn't call it a neder. If Yaakov tried, he could call it a neder, but the Rebbein Shem wouldn't refer to it as a neder if it didn't really have any effect. So you see that the neder, so you can see, to a tzedakah, asar asar nuloch, or to a hekdesh, like he said, Yehbeis Elokim. To Tztoka, to Hagdish, and Hagdish is the same as Tztoka, it's also a sort of Nedel Dva Mitzvah. It's Chal, even if it's not Boilom. Now, the explanation seems in the Rambam itself, it appears in the Rambam. What's Taka's explanation? Is this an exception that Tztoka and Hagdish has got different rules? It doesn't seem, I mean, it would be surprising it should be like that, because the Gemara applies this Klal of Eino, the Makan, the Vishal, the Balerum, on all sorts of Chalosim. Kinyonim, Hekdish, Makadish, Eisho, Mafrish, Truma. But here, what the Rambam seems to be saying here, and in the words of the Rambam, appears in his words, it's implicit in the words of the Rambam, that this is the point. You can make a commitment to Tztoka in two ways. You can make something Chal on your property, that you owe to Tztoka, and in the same way as I owe money to somebody else because I borrowed from him, because I bought it and I haven't paid, because I smashed his window, I owe. So you can have the owing, which is something about the money. And you can have that I owe this article to Tztoka. This article, and it's something which is hal on the article. If that's the case, if that's what you want to do, then you'll have a problem with Leif Aloylam. Then the Rambam would agree. That, and if this article, which the Chalos is being Chal on, this is the thing which becomes sort of owned or owed, the Tztoka has a claim on it, but it's something Chal on this article. And then if this was at the time that I said it, not Bo'ilam, I can't make that this should have an effect on this article when I will earn it. Yeah, that's when it's Chal on the article. But you can make a Kabbalah Litztoka in a way that it won't take effect. Nothing is happening to the article. It's to me. When I say, I will give the money which I will earn at the deal, I will give that to Tztoka, perhaps that won't become affected by what I've said. I mean, that which I said I will give, that on that nothing will be Chal. That is Taker not Bo'olam at the time. And my commitment won't make that should become a belonging or meshubad to the Tztoka, that Tztoka have a claim on it. But I am Bo'olam already, and I made this a commitment on myself personally, that I will do such and such. What I will do, that's detailed. But I am the one who has to be Bo'olam, because it's on me. Because one finds also, one finds in the Gemara a person can make a neder to a dvar mitzvah which is not Tztoka, and there's no chefes, there's no article, it's just me doing. A person says, the Gemara says, if a person says, I will get up tomorrow morning and learn this and this perik. Ashkim ve'eshna perik say, I will get up in the morning and learn this and this perik. He is bound by his word. Is the Rishonim explain that this is a neder, a dvar mitzvah, which if a person accepts on himself, even if he didn't say it should be a neder, he just said, in full mind, he made a decision, I'm deciding I will be committed tomorrow morning, Kriya 7:30. So, by having said that, verbally, he's become committed. This is a type of neder, which you don't have to say neder shvur for. And it's a called Nidre Mitzvah, and I'm mechuyev to do it. Now, what is that? There's no chayfets here. What the Gemara might not be my Gemara, might be borrowed from the Beis Medrash. There's no article that I'm doing something to. It's an act which I will do. There's just me involved, and that's a neder that commits me to do. Some nedarim are chal on the cheft, says the Gemara, but this type of neder ledva mitzvah has its own halachas. And only to a dvar mitzvah. It's only to a dvar mitzvah. So if I say, I will learn, I will give tztaka, one of these things, yeah, that's a neder. Then I'm going to keep it. And it's from there that there's a very good habit people have of saying bli neder. When I say I will do something, you add on bli neder. Because if you don't say bli neder, then if it's no mitzvah, no harm done. Then you can change your mind. Usually, strictly speaking, if I tell somebody I'm going to give you such and such, I can change my mind. If it's an oni, then it's a mitzvah stoker. Then I can't change my mind. Then it's a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, if I said and I meant it, then I'm a chuyu to keep to it, and I can't withdraw later.
Is the not the bar mitzvah, you promise something, you don't need to keep it?
Not really, no. There are certain halachas about needing to keep. Depends. No, Moses Zeradish Makasha Nodarto, the prophet carries on. If it's something which was a neder, if you said Shvur Shatrin Chod, yeah, then. Otherwise, no, there are certain halachas about committing, but should we say that if you have a reason why you want to change your mind, you've since discovered that I said I'll buy it of you, since discovered I can get it cheaper around the corner, so I'm not going to buy it of you, that you've allowed to change your mind. But if it was to a stocker, then it's a neder. Then it's binding. You can't change your mind. You mustn't change your mind.
So it's covered with
the years
for the children.
Oh, that's what it is. So, see, what the Rambam is saying here, that although the chayfet is not ba'olam, and obash v'loy ba'olam, you can't make a chalois, but the person's ba'olam. And this neder will work as a chalois of the person. I will be mechayiv to give. Oh, so Taka, the difference, then because this is the pshat, so it appears in the Shulchan Aruch and the Paskim Taka, that since this is the pshat, it makes a difference what happens if he dies and the children inherited all of his nechassim. Were it not to be a loy b'loylam, if it wouldn't have been a dovash loy b'loylam, if somebody would say, normally somebody would say that, yes, I promise giving £100 a month to this and this tzedakah, then once he's made his commitment, if he will be nifter, the chalos is chalon and chosim. The money that he already has at the time, the din neder is chalon and chosim, and they become a shubat, and it becomes a debt that he owes. No, not much different to owing it to neder as well, but it becomes, it affects the dimamos of the chosim, that it becomes a debt that he owes no less than other reasons why, for borrowing money, although this initially, I didn't borrow money, it's initially this starts off from neder, but it becomes a proper choiv mumin as well, and becomes an owing like all other owings. One example of such a thing in the Gemara is mitzvahs pidyon haben. If somebody before didn't do his mitzvahs pidyon haben, should have done, let's say better not, he was he had a child of b'choyer, let's say he was a b'choyer, and his father should have been poyder him, but never did. He should have then been poyder himself if his father isn't poyder him. He never did. And he left nechassim to his children. Then his children don't normally have to be poyder a father, but his children will have to give 5 sloim of the Yerusha to a kohen, because it's owed to Pidyon HaBen. Owed to, I could choose whichever coin, but it's owed. And this is an owing which is not momentous based. I mean, I didn't borrow anything from the coin, but because he had a mitzvah, but when there's a mitzvah to give money, then it becomes a proper owing as well. And tzedakah would be similar. If somebody commits himself to give tzedakah where there's no dovah shaloi b'olam involved, where the money is b'olam, yeah, then this money becomes indebted, and the people who the tzedakah is to, the aniyim or the moysed, has a right to claim it from his yorshim if he's not alive anymore. It's not only him personally, if it's b'olam. But if the tzedakah, if the money was not ba'olam when he committed himself, so because it's not ba'olam, you can't affect chalois on something when it's not ba'olam yet. So the Rambam said it works, but what works? The person becomes. Yeah, but if he dies, he's no longer. It can't have an effect on him anymore.
If he loses his money.
Sorry.
If somebody loses his money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the chayv is only on the person, but not on the money. So he will still have to give, but his children won't have to keep to it. His children won't have to keep to that commitment.
If he gives a regular payment, but he hasn't necessarily earned the one of the year's time.
Yeah, but usually he's got a house with some equity. He's got the anachasim which he had, which he still got. So that's what would be committed. The Ksois HaChoshen brings a raya, an interesting raya, which he says himself is debatable, and he debates it. But a raya to this Rambam from a Mishnah, the Mishnah is in Peah. It's brought in Baba Metzia and in Gittin. It maybe you've come across it. The Mishnah is talking about Vazoip. Peah is, you know, is left in the field. Every owner in the field, when he cuts the crop, leaves a bit for the aniyim, harezu peah, and this is for the aniyim to take. And any oni comes and takes it. It's not one of those things that you give to an oni. You don't choose which oni to give it to. Tazei vaisom. You leave it, and all the aniyim are welcome to come and pick what they want. So the Mishnah says, Misha likhet es peah, somebody who... one mandoma in the explains that this means somebody who's himself an oni, and he's entitled to pick peah for himself. But he is a big bal chesed. He picked peah and had in mind that this is not for myself. I, b'Hashem, have a small family, I have enough, I'm okay. But he, there's another oni who he needs it more than I do, and he has a big family and he's not feeling well today. So I picked the peah lechetchila, not for myself, although I'm an oni, but he's also oni. I'm picking it on his behalf. And, So normally, kemen zeich zayn for chav lachayim. Obezuk dem and oma, but peah is the aposik loy selakit la oni. The peah, the Torah gives a shus, every oni is entitled to take. Yeah, each man to himself. But to tzemachin chokhmes, to pick for someone else, even if I myself am an oni, and I could have picked it for myself. That's what the Chachamim say. Yeah, you for yourself, the Torah allowed each person to pick for himself. For another person, lo yiselakit la oni. Yeah, even if he makes a mishliach. Because it goes against the interests of the other aniyim.
You could pick for himself. You could try to exercise.
Yes, that would be the clever thing to do. But if he doesn't do that way, he knows quite well, once he's been coined, he might not want to give it away anymore. He wants it to belong to the other oni straight away, and I'll act on his behalf and pick it for him. So this man, the Oman, the Gemara, says he mustn't do this. And it doesn't work. If you do it, it's not chal. So what do you do, Zoktama? And if he did it, and then he was told, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. So put it back down. Then it seems it's not practical to put it back down. He cut it off already. It's a lot away from puts it back down. So what should he do with it? So Dr. Mishnah, Yitznanu la'oni hanim tzirishin. What he did, picked it for my friend Pliny, Vienna Oni, doesn't work. That doesn't take an effect. It's not chal for him. So it remains payah to go to Oni, whichever. Give it to whichever Oni you first bump into. That means it's left with the like the status it was before. First come, first serve, whichever Oni comes to pick it. You've got it in my hand. So the first Oni that I meet, give it to him. Also is a commissioner. So the Ketzais asks Akasha, which is Lachera, if he's right, Lachera should be an obvious Kasha even come to think of it. This person is an Oni, we said. He himself is also an Oni. He picked it for someone else. And it doesn't work. So why do we say he should give it to the Oni whom he meets first? And what about himself? He is the Oni whom he is meeting first. Keep it for yourself. With the Akasha of the Mishnah. Oh, so Zoktek Tzoyz, so it must be, the Teretz is like this. According to the Rambam, there's an idea, the Teretz will be like this. He, when he said, when he picked it first, and he said at the time, the Ploini Oni, this is going to Ploini Oni. So this is a commitment to a mitzvah, to a tzedakah. I mean, it's payah. He didn't realize that he's doing mitzvah tzedakah here. It's very nice of him, but he didn't realize he's also doing a mitzvah stokah now here. Not with his own money even, but sometimes you can do a mitzvah stokah with money which is not your own. He committed himself, he is going to give this as a donation to an Pliny army. So, that's an either. Even if the picking for the other person doesn't work, but the neder that he made, he has to keep to. And Be'emes, you should say, Dr. Ktzeis, Be'emes, you should even ask, we should say, he should be Mechuyev, don't give it to Onion and Tradition. Give it to Pliny. And do this Eitzah Ramot Chazetzah, well, you have to give the onion tradition. Bikon it yourself, and then give it to Pliny. That's what really you should say. But no, Zoktek says now, but the Mishnah says Azoi. He is committed to give stocker to Pliny Ani. This is a needed stocker, but there's been no schus mumen in the money. Doesn't belong to me either, but it's payer. Now, it's a chiv on the person that I will see to it that this payer is handed over to. It's not even my money. Nothing can be chalon now and even in the future. But it's a commitment on me to give. A chiv on me to give to Pliny Ani is a chiv of mitzvah stocker, and he has no schus in the money, so I can give it to another Ani as well then. And my commitment is only binding insofar as it's a mitzvah to give stocker to Aniyim, so I'm bound to do that mitzvah. If I want to give it to Hachzokas HaTorah, it's a different mitzvah. I made the neder to mitzvah to stocker l'aniyim, to the mitzvah of l'sikpus esyotchol v'chich l'havyoim, and I'm bound to that mitzvah. But which ani? It's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is the same whether I'm giving it to Mr. Oni so-and-so or Mr. Oni so-and-so. It's the mitzvah, etc. So, were the Oni to have a chus mumen in the money, then it belongs to Oni Reuven. Can't take it away, it's gazling now. But since, the way the Rambam explains, this neder, which is I do on money which doesn't belong to me yet, and this one doesn't belong to me yet, if it will ever, is a chiv on the person as a neder to a mitzvah, but it makes no momentistic rights on the money. So the chiv of the person is only to stick to the mitzvah according to what counts as that mitzvah. And if it choose another person to give to another ani, it's the same mitzvah, as I say, of give to an ani. It became the same mitzvah. He be yotzer his. He became his neder. This is what the Mishnah means. Of Tzeis. Oh, I said I would give it to Pliny Ani. It's not doesn't belong to me. So it's not chal. The money doesn't belong to me yet. It still belongs to Momon Aniyim Peah. But I have to keep my neder, so I can choose whichever Ani I like, because I have to keep to my mitzvah of giving to an Ani, except for myself. There's no mitzvah for an Ani to give to himself. That's not a mitzvah stocker. The whole point of mitzvah stocker is the fact that it's a giving away to somebody or someone else. But which other person? It's the same mitzvah. And the Ksois is saying, which he says, perhaps he's not so sure about, but this pshat is saying, that if I promised to give money to Oni Pliny, if this money which I promised was not mine at the time, only if this money now wasn't mine at the time, because I said I'll give the money that I will earn, what I'll get next year, next week, I'll give to Pliny Oni, yeah, I have to give it. But I don't have to give it to him. I'm still alive. It's a chiyuv on me to give. But I don't have to, I'm committed to the mitzvah. The mitzvah just means I have to give it to an Oni, which is that's the mitzvah which my neder was for. But I can find another Oni. I probably wouldn't be allowed to move over from Talmud Torah to Achnasas Kala. These are different mitzvahs. At least Med Rabbanan graded each mitzvah on their own. But another person who is also Oni, like he is, I would be able to do. So long as it was Leibol Oilam at the time, the money was Leibol Oilam. If it was Bol Oilam, then the Schus Mumen that he got in it, that's his money. Now I mustn't take it away. I might be keeping my neder, but I'm stealing. Because if the money was Bol Oilam, then he gets a Schus Mumen. The simon is, even if the neder would die, you would claim it from the ocean. And I think I'm overstepping my time already.